Welcome to Radical Enlightenment.
Your springboard into releasing resistance, expanding awareness, and elevating consciousness.
With Kevin and Kelly Russell.
Join me and integrative anxiety health coach Taimi Lawler to discover how to get to the root issue of what's causing you to have low energy, hold on to weight, feel anxious, and even get autoimmune conditions. She'll explain how she takes your results from her simple epigenetic test kits to formulate a hyper-personalized treatment plan for you with pinpointed supplementation, natural remedies, and lifestyle changes that help you feel energized and back to balance in no time.
Welcome to the Radical Enlightenment Podcast. I'm Kelly. I'm so excited to have with me today Taimi Lawler. She is an integrative anxiety specialist. She's a certified health coach. She is a 500 registered yoga teacher, as I am as well. That just means we've done some advanced training. And she's also a speech and language pathologist. She has a master's in that. So very well-rounded in your education of the body, mind, spirit connection. And thank you for being here. Let's just start there, first of all.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a very exciting opportunity.
Absolutely. I met you and I heard about what you did. And what was really intriguing to me is that you're helping people get some testing with their nutrient or nutrient deficiencies. And you're getting a little bit into epigenetics, which is how we turn on and off genes for their expression. And you're doing this in a way to help people alleviate anxiety. And I had not heard this approach yet from this angle. And I was just really intrigued and I wanted you to come on the podcast. So thank you so much for agreeing to talk about this new and different and unique and budding way to look at this.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
I know. So you shared, just before I hit the record button, you shared something about your own experience. And I'm wondering if you're willing to share, because you just had some tests done and it was really mind-blowing to you. And I'm sure this will help people get a little peek into what this can do for them and why would they want to do it. So can you share about that?
I just did my own 3x4 blueprint genetics. Yeah. So that's the test I have adopted to use to help people understand the low penetrance switches, let's say, that lifestyle can affect in terms of making them turn on or off, like you said, and live happy and healthy, or not so happy and very unhealthy. And so, yes, I just did mine and I kind of knew what to expect, but you know, when you see it in black and white, or in this case, the test is loaded with color, when you see it in different colors, it can be hard to swallow. And mine, I should literally be probably morbidly obese with type 2 diabetes and on the verge of having a cardiac event soon. But I am quite fit, and that is because I have created a lifestyle off the genes that I had known. And when I say genes, that the epigenes, that the SNPs, so the single nucleotide polymorphisms, the miserrors in spelling of the DNA that my body has, I realized that I have to live a certain way if I want to be healthy and happy. And I very much have always valued health and happiness. So it was kind of easy to do. Some of it isn't as easy as I would like it to be. But that's when I saw this test again. It just put everything back into the forefront, that it reaffirmed that it's for a reason in terms of the health choices I make. And I need to continue to do that if I want to, you know, stay off of any medications, you know. And I, listen, I'm human. I cheat here and there. I try not to eat gluten. And the test, I knew from a long time ago when I had been exposed to this type of work that I had a higher propensity for celiac. It's well known that once you turn on an autoimmune disease, and especially Hashimoto's, which is what I have, you have a 33% more chance of turning on other autoimmune, and Hashimoto's and celiac disease are very good friends. So right away, I knew that long ago that gluten, you know, and a lot of people say, yes, we don't do it. We do it for a fad, but we know it, our crops are going to be sprayed with so many things right, that the body can't manage. And that's a whole other thing, because you can see how your body detoxes. When you look at the 3x4, I can tell, do you have genes that are going to help you detox things that are harsh, or is it going to be harder for you? Is it going to be stuck in your system? And are you going to be sluggish and fatigued due to the fact that your body doesn't work efficiently in detoxifying harmful chemicals.
And what is a 3x4?
So 3x4 genetic blueprint is the test that I use. It's a buccal swab test, and you take it one time.
What's a buccal swab?
Good. Sorry. Thanks. I got to slow down. It is a cheek swab. Okay. So you swab your cheek and then you send it off to the lab. And listen, there are lots and lots of genes and variations in the genes. This test has narrowed it down right now to 156. There is debate in the epigenetic world of what tests to use. That's like anything. I like the 3x4 blueprint because it is consumer friendly. It's based a lot in pictures, and we know that we learn, right? Visually, we learn and remember better in pictures. And it's overwhelming information, so it's a good place to start. And they do a nice job of then breaking it down to your top three. Like, here are your top three areas that you really need to focus on. And more often than not, the variations, the misspellings are not only seen in those areas, but they're seen in other areas throughout the test. So if you go after maybe just a few variations, a few SNPs, and you clean them up, you're going to have a cascade of good health in other areas of the body too.
I think it's so interesting that it's called like a misspelling, and you are a speech and language pathologist. Is that on purpose?
It's just an easy way to understand what's happening. Is there is a variation that changes the way the DNA, well, because you're not changing the DNA, but you're changing the expression of it. And depending on how you're thinking, how you're eating, how you're exercising or not exercising, what you're exposed to, it will make those variations better or worse.
The way I started to find epigenetics was through cellular biologist Bruce Lipton. And in my field of psychology and counseling and getting into the subconscious mind, the way that he described it is your cells inside have these little receptors that are scanning the inner environment and checking to see what chemicals are being expressed. So, for example, if you and I jump out of an airplane together and I think it's the most fun in the world, and I'm like, yay, this is a time of my life, I have some different expressions that are going on and different chemical reactions, versus if you jump out of a plane and you think, I'm going to die, this is it, goodbye world, you might have some different chemicals. So two people can have a similar experience, but their perception of that experience can be different. And then those chemicals that are released can be different. And your cells that are scanning the inner environment for danger or for information, it tells which genes turn on and off. So our perception of our environment can actually change the inner atmosphere and tell which genes to express. So it was really exciting to learn about this information because it's not set in stone and we're constantly evolving. And so now you're taking a step farther to see how we can get into lifestyle medicine in order to tell which genes to turn on and off, so that we don't get type 2 diabetes, so that we don't get obesity, so that we can live without the expression of our body attacking itself, right? So what is lifestyle medicine?
It's literally looking at your food, your stress, your movement, your social interactions, your supplementation, because we know now, again, back to the food, it's just, yeah, especially here, it's just dirty. And there's no, unless you, I mean, I don't know anybody who can eat 2.5 pounds of broccoli a day to get the right amount of sulforaphane that you need to turn on certain processes in the body. So the right supplementation, nutraceuticals, when those are in place, just like you said, the genes will then express in a different way. And you're thinking it, there is a large debate too around this, that it can start with your thoughts. And I agree to a degree. And then I also, from based on personal experience and just what I see with my clients, is there are raw materials in the body that we have to have: magnesium, selenium, zinc, choline. We need those things. If we have variations in the body and we're in an environment that is not able to, you know, due to stress, to activate those raw materials, you're going to suffer. And it's it's all like, think about it as like gears. One gear affects the next gear, affects the next gear. And when you aren't able to get those gears moving in a smooth pattern, you're gonna have symptoms.
And what type of epigenetic testing do you help people get? And we talked about why that's important. Like what type of things are being tested that then you could perhaps go over with your client and help them formulate a good plan for their life?
Mm-hmm. So let me back up a little bit why I got into epigenetics. Because as I started looking at minerals, right, I do hair tissue mineral tests, which is, it's amazing because now I won't suggest to anybody that they go buy any supplement. You know, when you go to the doctor and they're like, your vitamin D is low. And they're like, yeah, just go to the drugstore and get a vitamin D. Well, you're buying some crud that's probably a D2 that isn't even going to be used properly in the body. So when we do hair tissue mineral testing with a client, when I do it with a client, I'm looking at their own data and I'm seeing all the minerals, how they're working. I'm seeing what metals are impacting the minerals. And a lot of those minerals, because everybody works synergistically and antagonistically, a lot of those minerals are the raw materials that the body needs for the genes to work properly. So then I was like, well, wait, I need to take it deeper because if these are the raw materials, what if, for example, you have a deficiency in choline? Well, now you need a formulation in your hair tissue mineral with extra choline. Because what if you have a, like me, I have a sensitivity to eggs, so I can't get choline from eggs. That's a main source. But I have forever have had this significant sensitivity, so I have to get it through supplementation. So now I'm able to use both tests in conjunction to really dial in clients' health and to say, a lot of clients want to know, like, how can I lose weight? How, you know, should I do fast? Should I fast? Should I not fast? Well, the 3x4 blueprint will tell us because it has certain areas that it focuses on, categories like oxidative stress, inflammation, detoxification, bone health, vascular health, how you recovery. Do you need more? I love it when I always like suspect they need more yoga and then it shows up and it's like, they need tons of recovery. I'm like, yes, I knew it. Or like vitamin D, when they tell me, you know, their blood serum vitamin D is below 50, it's always been low. The doctor says they need extra vitamin D. Okay, well, is there a SNP there? Is there some variations and that's why? Or are they missing the cofactors that make D? So we can really delve in and decide what's happening in the body.
Tests will show that.
Yeah, it will. It will exactly. It will show. So 3x4 is cool. They use different colors. They use dark purple, lighter purple, like a teal, and then a yellow. And then there's no impact for the rest of the genes that don't affect you. And they rate it. They rate this. They rate the SNPs, the enzymes, and into their categories. And it will break it down. It will let you know what color and it will explain exactly how it's impacting you. They've done all the research in terms of how it will affect you. I just have to go in and be able to then make it understandable to the client and guide the client.
And what exactly is the SNP? That's just the part of the DNA that you're studying in that particular test?
So SNPs stand for single nucleotide polymorphism, SNPs. Okay. Now, there's been a lot of, you know, you hear the word mutation, and I used to even be guilty of being like a mutation. This is a low penetrance test, meaning I'm not dealing with your genetics. That's for a geneticist to do if, you know, serious health conditions. This is how do the little switches on the genes, right? Back to Bruce Lipton, how your perception impacts them. So how your life choices impact. And so when there's variations, then we know that we need to make some lifestyle changes in order for the gene to, usually it's turn off. Sometimes it's to speed up. If you have a deletion, I have a couple clients who came to me and they're like, you know, I can't handle perfumes. A lot of, you know, detergents, makeups bother me. And I'm like, that sounds like a detoxification problem. Sure enough, it is. GST1, and there's a couple different ones, they will impact if you can how well you detox things that come into your body. Are you able to get rid of them, or is it hang out? Is it stuck? And so if we see that you have trouble with detoxification, okay, well, guess what? You're somebody that's going to need to probably be looking at binders, which we use in Hair Tissue Mineral. You're going to need to be doing some maybe cold therapy, some heavy sweating, lymphatic drainage massage. You're going to have to every day castor oil packing. That's like absolute. When you come and work with me, you have to get castor oil packing because the liver does, the liver takes a hit of everything. So we got to clean the body out and we have to do it every single day. We all should be doing these little detoxes, not like, you know, once a year, it's a juice cleanse time. No, every day we should be doing something. So Queen of Thrones is the company. I love it. Castor oil packing. Okay. I don't know if it goes back. I think it's an Ayurvedic technique where it first started. I learned it from an acupuncturist years ago when actually I couldn't poop. And what you do is they literally have created so many packs, one for the thyroid, one for the breast, the liver, lower area for women with pelvic pain, and very clean organic castor oil. And it helps to sink into the tissue and gently pull out toxins. So usually for my liver people or my GI people, they will have a larger bowel movement the next day or a more watery movement. It gets things going. Back in the, if you ask your grandparents, hey, do you know castor oil? They'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, I used to drink it.
Yeah. So this is a topical patch that you wear, or it's something that you ingest?
So it's a topical pad that they make. You tie it right around you, and it has lots of benefits. Obviously, cleaning out the liver, because the liver is the main area that we want to hit for detoxification. Obviously, sweating, urine, feces, those are other ways. But you tie this around you, let the castor oil sink in, and I like to throw a heating pad on top, because now I'm getting into, you know this, the nervous system. Now I'm working on, right, getting into that vagal tone, relaxing the body. That heat lets me, you know, just kind of get into my body, relax, bring down. It's comforting and soothing. So now I'm working on my nervous system at the same time I'm detoxifying.
So the skin is absorbing the oil.
Mm-hmm. Through the pad. Yep. You put it on the pad, tie it around you. I wear it, you know, 30 to 40 minutes a day. You can do it while you're, I love it because you can do it while you're working. A lot of my clients do it at night before bed. It is a little sticky, so you got to kind of clean yourself up afterwards. But they really find that they have flatter stomach, brings down inflammation, it moves their bowels. Because the liver, in the liver, that's where a lot of processes happen. You hear the words like glucuronidation, you know, sulfation, all these ations that I'm not even going to get into, but it's taking things, enzymes, food, anything that are fat soluble, marrying it with water if you have the right raw materials to do it, and then filtering it so it can go back out into the small intestine, not in such a toxic form. So that is a way to help. How else you detoxify the liver? You can do dandelion tea. You can obviously, you know, acupuncture, massage, but a cheap way at home is through castor oil packing.
So it sounds like people that you work with have some presenting symptoms, and they might be emotional, physical, low energy, or just, you know, the obsessive thinking keeping them awake. So you will have them do some genetic testing. You get back the results. You go over the results with them so that they can understand what those mean. And then it sounds like you have a big toolbox of different options for them to treat those things so that they can come back to balance. Some of those sound homeopathic, nutrient-based, or even activities that they can do in their day, get back to their optimization. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hair Tissue Mineral is usually number one at this point, because they will be like, "What? I'm taking this supplement. I'm taking that supplement." I'm like, no, no, no. Let's see what your body actually needs. Let's not waste money on all these new fads. No, let's get the data. So then we're like dialed in, you know, and obviously they're letting their doctor know that they're working with a health coach. They get some blood serum. I do a lot of education around what they should be asking for. Usually, you know, with anxiety, what do you see on it? Hair Tissue Mineral. You see low potassium. It's often a thyroid problem, not always, but when there's anxiety, there's usually low potassium. So then I can also dig a little deeper and say, okay, well, we've looked at your minerals and it seems like this has gotten better, but I'm still questioning the vitamin D. You're still questioning your workouts. You're still questioning how you should eat, if fasting is good for you. Let's look at the 3x4 to figure out exactly what you need. So my people that can't stand yoga that need recovery, okay, well, you're either going to start to love yoga or you're going to go to bar or Pilates, or you're going to start doing gentle walks outside. You know, you can't do your HIIT training 6 days a week, especially if you have oxidative stress, because excessive exercise actually puts more stress on the body. It's literally you are rusting from the inside. And so you have to do things to support the body so you can slow the rusting down.
I wanted to ask you this question, and this leads into that. I wanted to know, you know, you and I already teach yoga and breath work and meditation. You know, I consider you a budding expert in this new field. So I wanted to ask what you thought your best tips or practices for people to do that will help them manage or lessen anxiety and come back to internal balance.
I'm thinking right from the top, you got to look at your physiology, right from the top, have to get data, because a lot of people will say to me, but you know, I'm not crazy. Am I? And I will show them the data. I'm like, no, you're not. You're missing this. You're, you know, so I think you got to dig deep into the fact that there's something going on. You have to accept that there's something going on at the physiological level.
And so we need to do that buckle test, and you need to do that hair test just to get raw data.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You need to look at your gut too, because if you're not pooping, we know the connection between the gut and the brain. So when people, even if people don't work with me, I'm always like, get the Castro packets on my Instagram, not because I'm an affiliate, but because I know that when you put that Castro pack on, you put the heating pad on while you're watching TV or reading a book, bless you, you can relax. And slowing down is something that we all have to do. Like, rest is, I know that we think like we are all machines, and I'm definitely looking in the mirror as I say this one, but we need rest and recovery. And so, yeah, you're not a yogi, you're not in a breath work. Well, go take a bath then. Go do something that truly relaxes you. Get off your phone, get outside, get sunlight in your eyes, take a walk, go get that castor oil pack and lay on your couch and either take a nap or read a book. And stop drinking with wine while you're doing it. Stop the alcohol, because the alcohol is not, especially for women as they head towards menopause, alcohol is not your friend, unfortunately.
Can you speak more to that? What are the reasons why?
Well, I mean, that's considered a toxin, right? So now you're dumping some stuff onto the liver, more sewage into the liver. If you're not already into moving your body, trying to increase your protein intake, eating your leafy greens, because that's where we get a lot of the folate that we need, then you're now putting in, you know, you're on a couple prescription medications, a couple over-the-counter medications, you're drinking alcohol, like your bucket of toxins is just like overflowing. And it's not...
That's all that.
No. No. So that's always what I look at with clients too. I say, okay, like what products are you using on your face, on your body? And I know we can't give up everything. Like it's not possible, but what can we start to trade? And what are you willing to, you want to do a couple glasses of red wine a week for resveratrol purposes? Sure. But if you're going home every night and throwing back, you know, half a bottle of wine, what's going on there? There's something deeper, right? And just from a liver standpoint, you're just putting more stress on the body.
I'm glad you brought up the folate. I was just listening to a podcast with Gary Brecha. So folate is the natural found item that we need. And if we don't get enough of this, then we can get mood disorders. We can have anxiety. We can have outbursts of behavior in young children. That was the aspect of it that I was most interested in. I think there was also some heart issues and things that you talked about. But he said what happened in the 80s is our government made an agreement with a lot of these food companies to go ahead and spread the folic acid all over all of the food, like the wheat products and the things that we make flours out of, rice, we make bread out of it. And our bodies, if we have this MTHFR gene, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, people can go and do their research on that. But I think what I heard was 44% of our population has this gene.
Yes.
Which makes us unable. I'm one of those. My daughter gets it from both my husband and I. And it makes us unable to be able to process the chemical that we created. Like we tried to create this unnaturally found copy of it, and we spray it all over everything, and our bodies cannot break it down or process it. So it makes it bio-unavailable. And then it's trying to break down this chemical that it can't break down, which can cause mood disorders, and it can cause anxiety and cause outbursts of behavior and things like that. And I was just bothered by that. And then you were talking a little bit about that folate. If you have anything to add on about that, go for it. We can also get back to the gut, brain, and copper. But anything to add on to what I said there?
So there's a lot. MTHFR lies in the methylation pathway. So, and you hear a lot about methylation because of MTHFR. There are so many SNPs, but the methylation pathway is those beginning gears that need to turn. And so when what happens in this, in these gears that are turning, is that when things get methylated, they get, let's say, like a donor. They get a donor of ingredients that then mixes with an enzyme, then gets turned into something else, then gets methylated again, that turns into something else, and it keeps building and building and building, right, for the body to do to work well. Well, when you have this MTHFR mutation, you're unable to start the gears off from the get-go properly. So now you can't turn over the raw materials that you need to create the things to feel better. Because at the end, at the very end of that cycle is glutathione. And glutathione is your major body's antioxidant, right? But if you go back up through the gears, you need B12, which we know is made in the gut. You need selenium, which supports the thyroid. You need zinc, which we know helps with immunity. You need, there's choline again, right in the middle. There's actually, choline actually gives you a little shortcut to start moving these gears. So there's all these different minerals. But if the SNP is there in MTHFR, then you're going to have a problem getting the gears going. And now you're going to have, you're bringing in this, you know, the food, the processed food with all this folic acid on it, and it's basically toxic to the body. And that is going to cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression, a lot of inflammation, because it just, MTHFR SNP doesn't just lie, that enzyme isn't important just for methylation. It's important for a number of body processes. So that's the cool thing too about the back to the 3x4 test is you can see like, where does this show up? Does it impact me? If it impacts me in methylation, does it also impact me in hormones? Or does it not, depending on how my body's working? But if I'm giving my body the right raw materials, if I'm taking the methylated B vitamins, if I'm taking the choline at the right dose, well, now I won't have issues with hormones. I won't have issues getting the body going because I've supplied it. And this is Gary's term. I've supplied it with the raw materials that it's needed. And the minerals are the raw materials.
And what does a methylated vitamin do? That just makes, my understanding is it makes it more bioavailable so that we can process it, right?
Yes. You don't have, what is it? The methylation, 3-carbon-1-hydrogen. I should know. I, off the top of my head, I don't know exactly, but that's how something gets methylated. It meets up. So it, the methylation meets up with, let's say, SAMe, and then SAMe turns into the next ingredient enzyme you need to then get methylated to meet up with the next one, right? To keep moving. So yes, if you don't have the ability to, if you're break down, right? If you're missing that, then you're just giving the body what it needs so it doesn't have to work so hard. So the chain reaction can happen.
And just a tip for our listeners too, what you recommended is if you're getting any pastas or any breads, cereals for your children in the morning or things like that, get organic, non-enriched, which is counterintuitive because you as a parent or a person might think, oh, I need to be enriched because you're adding these extra nutrients and vitamins and minerals, but you're adding something that our bodies cannot process So it's actually causing harm. So find the non-enriched organic, and that'll at least help. And then, you know, getting the methylated vitamins so that it becomes bioavailable. And then also, can you talk a little bit about the SAM-E? Because I was getting down this rabbit hole going on these forums, and it was saying you should probably take a methylated vitamin along with this SAM-E. And why is it important then to have that as well?
Right. So I don't ever, rarely will I, this is SAM-E, because SAM-E is very important for mood health. SAM-E is really near the top in terms of getting, once it's methylated, getting the down processes going. And we see that SAM-E is very, it's the precursor supporting for GABA, and it helps it with the many
hormones and cell membrane.
Yes. So it's a very, it's very, very important. You like, sometimes you'll hear about people taking SAM-E, and at times you can do that. But if you take the precursors instead, then you give the body the raw materials to produce its own SAM-E. Now, I haven't delved into the, I'm sure there may be, I have to look, there could be a SNP particularly for SAM-E to not turn on. I haven't found that one yet, but that is something that it's very important in the methylation cycle. And without that being there, because it gets methylated, it's going to, again, you're going to see a lot of mood issues with that one.
What I love, you know, I used to practice talk therapy, and then I realized you're just repeating the same old story over and over, and you're just really strengthening those old neural networks. And so then when I got into this subconscious change, I realized you could get to the root trigger or trauma right at the start of it and unravel the stress around it so that it's no longer the bruise that gets poked, right? So we can get into the stress program at its root and release it, and then also insert positive, powerful subconscious beliefs so that that's running your program. And what I love about what you're doing is that you're getting to the root issue of what's really going on, rather than treating all these surface symptoms, chasing things around, not quite knowing what is truly going on, hoping you hit the mark or your multivitamin's going to cover it. But you're actually going to that root of where the genes are expressed and taking the baseline to see what we're missing, what we're lacking, what do you have too much of, what are you missing? And then all these little tips of the proper tools that you need order to give yourself what it needs specifically, and ensuring that it has what it needs to break it down in the proper way so that it can use it, rather than just taking it and it can't use it, right? So I love the similarity there in we're not messing around. We're not expecting and expending time or effort in all the wrong places. We're getting to where it truly matters and creating change, pinpointed change, exactly where it needs to take place.
Absolutely. You got the root, right? And then it's downstream from there.
I love it. So you have a program, and it's called the Align Program. And could you tell us what you do in that program?
Right. So that is 12 sessions. Okay. And what we do is we work together using the bio-individualized data. So my main tests lately, kind of been shift. I have an array of tests depending on what you need, but anywhere from, you know, gut testing, obviously hair tissue mineral, hormone, and then epigenetics, which most people end up with hair tissue and epigenetics. We get the data depending on their ailments and what's happening. And then from there, I design a plan written out. You know, I educate them on what I interpret the test for them so they understand what they're seeing, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And then I create a very specialized plan and we execute it all the way from, you know, the recommendations of the high quality supplements to how they should work out, to the foods that they should eat, to even the way, you know, not into the depth that you have, that's next level amazing. I'm looking more at, you know, what using a model and breaking apart their thinking. I'm doing some tapping. I'm bringing in all the different tools, right, to connect the mind and the body. Because I don't ever think it's just one. Yeah. I don't think it's just my mind or it's just my body. Totally. Your head and body are attached.
All interconnected. And the gut is the second brain. So exactly. your probably first few sessions, I would assume you're going over data and then you're starting the supplementation. As you're getting through sessions like 6 through 12, what are you really doing there?
Well, to be honest with you, session 1 and 2, I'm taking a huge health history and I'm realizing like, you were exposed to how many different vaccines as a child? Oh, you went here and then a year later, this disease turned on or this trauma happened and this turned on. So I'm kind of helping them connect the dots to see the pattern. And I'm learning, getting very intimate. I want to know how you poop. I want to know how you sleep. I want to know, your blood type. I want to know it all. So I get, we get down and dirty. We spend a lot of time. And through that, I can start to make lifestyle suggestions on what they need to do. Then we take the test, write the plan, and those plan, those tests, you know, sometimes my reports are like, right, it's probably from my old, my SLP days of writing reports. I'm very detailed. So I want to tell you all the things that could be going on. And then we decide which ones are like, you're going to actually do that are realistic for you. Then we look, we implement those. A lot of times we're weaving in a couple sessions of yoga or EFT, or we're just talking about their life because we're trying
to
understand.
EFT is the emotional freedom technique. And that's the tapping where you're getting to those energy meridians or places where you store stress. And you're actually stimulating that area to lower the stress around it, bringing your body back to balance. Just for those that, don't know the acronym.
Thank you. Yeah. Sorry. I just talk this jargon thinking everybody knows, right? Because it's like what you do all day, right?
Right.
And so we bring that in.
Yeah.
Usually things come up, you know, I'm educating them about maybe they, blood serums that they might want to ask their doctor about.
Wow.
Different doctors they might want to pursue to support different ailments. A lot of times, you know, I'm suggesting different therapies that they might need after me to maintain that detoxification pathway, stay open, to maintain stress resiliency, to learn stress resiliency. And then usually a second test comes on board. We do the data and then we go from there. And we decide how we're going to play that one out and how they complement each other. And then, you know, there's always questions. There's always whatever the client brings, I'm going to address too during those times. But the sessions are designed around what the data from the tests tell us. And then I'm bringing as many tools in as I can to support them to build their own toolbox. So eventually they can do it on their own.
And you wanted to give our listeners a special gift of a free yoga session that they can have for life if they sign up for your Aligned program. And they can start with a consult with you on stretchbeyondyoga.com. So just that whole word spelled out. And they would sign up for a consult. And then in the consult, they can just say they heard about this on the Radical Enlightenment podcast. And what is this free yoga session they can have for life? What is that?
Well, I have a library, as I'm sure you do, of yoga classes. And so from that and what they present to me, if they are somebody who's new to yoga, they might get more of a beginner series class. Or if they are somebody who has been working out for quite some time, they can get a power class that they can do anytime. And they're at their house on their, you know, just downloaded from Zoom. They can turn on anytime. They own it. It's theirs.
As we close out, is there anything important that you want to share, that you want to leave people with? You didn't quite get back to that copper, or is there something else that you feel would be important to bring up copper, before we say goodbye?
Let's talk about copper quickly, because it's the reason why you should, we should never do anything, why you might want to consider hair tissue mineral, because copper is a very emotional metal. And it's like Goldilocks. It needs to be just right. And I'm seeing lots and lots of people who don't have copper working properly. It's kind of stuck in their liver and brain, and it's not supporting the body, which then is impacting estrogen. It's impacting emotional health. And so they've actually done studies. You would love this, and I haven't delved into it too much, but they've even looked at like prisons and areas in the world where people really aren't getting along well, prisons being the biggest one. And they're finding that the copper levels are through the roof. It's a very angry, emotional mineral. And so when they've helped people balance out their copper, their emotional state is better regulated. So I'm seeing tons. I think every single HTMA test I've done, I've seen people whose copper is dysregulated. It is not bioavailable. And so when we get it into a place, because it is a metal, when we get it into a place that's working properly, they feel better.
How do you regulate copper? Do you do a chelation where you're pulling copper out? Or
I do use very benign, gentle binders with the company that I paired up with for HTMA. And so I'm using binders like, and you know, you never should do this without testing, obviously seeing the data. Binders like zeolite, binders like humic fulvic acid and zeolite. Nothing, you know, you want to go hardcore to a naturopath doctor to get, there are chelation ways to chelate. I'm not doing anything like that. I'm doing something very, very gentle, because what we want to do is we want to pull the metals off the cell receptors. So the minerals, some minerals are intracellular, sodium, potassium, right? They need to get in there. Definitely helps with heart issues. Some minerals just sit on the cell receptor and we need them to be there. But if the metal is blocking it, how is that mineral going to get there? And now you feel fatigued. That's the first report that I hear from lots of people. My energy is better. Yeah, because I just gave you what you needed because you were missing it. A lot of people will say, they'll call and be like, I don't need my anxiety medication more. I'm like, yep, you're probably right. Go talk to your doctor. Yes. Because again, you just got all the raw materials. Now I saw in your 3x4 that you do have MTHFR. You do have COMT. You struggle with dopamine. But because we're giving the body the raw materials and the minerals, we're moving that dopamine better now. You're clearing it the way you're supposed to. Right? COMT and MTHFR, those two variations you often see together, and they're big ones. When you look at Ben Lynch's book, he did a good job of picking out like the top scariest, I don't want to say scariest, but the most important, the pop stars is the word that 3x4 uses, of who you need to pay attention to. So it's a user-friendly way, but when you want, it's also overwhelming. So you want to work with somebody like me to dial it in and be like, yeah, you do need sulforaphane. Here's the brand that you need. Avoid all these other brands. I know all your friends are talking about AG Greens or not, I don't want to say any company. I don't even know. Any green company, whatever. Collagen, whatever product. Well, does it work for you? Do you even need it? Let's test it and see. I mean, I was one of those people. It's like, ooh, yeah, right? Shiny object. No. Know that your body actually needs it, because you could actually be doing more harm by putting stuff in. And there you are clogging up your liver again.
Everyone is so unique and different.
Yes.
It's not one size fits all. It's figuring out uniquely what your levels are, where you're low, where you're high, where you balance, and then specifically treating you as an individual.
Absolutely. Personalized, bio-individualized, 100%.
I'll link to that book you mentioned too. So you're talking about the Dirty Genes book by Ben Lynch?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put a little link to that as well as your website, so people can just log on and book a consult with you to see how you can work together. And this is so awesome. Thank you so much for talking to me about this. Like, as I mentioned, I don't know anybody else who's doing what you're doing. I think this is absolutely amazing that people have access to somebody like you that can help walk them through this, because as we're talking, like, a lot of this is unknown. We don't know what these chemicals or nutrients are, what's getting hidden or not expressed, and to have somebody that can handhold us through this experience and tell us what that means and help connect us to the things that we need, because you've done your research and you know what works and what doesn't and which products to get and which ones are the high quality ones versus the one that has a bunch of stuff in it that it's like the junk food brand of vitamins. Because sometimes we as a consumer, we don't know. I was just down the rabbit hole myself and I was trying to find something and I was like, I don't know if this is a good one or not. And how do I know I'm not getting a junk vitamin that's not going to do anything for me? So I love that you already have done that and you can direct people in the right way. So I'm excited for people to have you as well.
Thank you. And I love the connection that you made about what you do subconsciously about getting to the root, because that is just these two things combined. I mean, it just, that's how I did it. I did NLP and I did my physiologic work, and I know, you know, I used to be the poster child for anxiety. Like, literally now it's like, what? Who is that person? That person doesn't exist anymore. You know? So I think it's really awesome what you're doing.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. It's such a delight to talk to you.
You too.
And, excited for people to get the opportunity to work with you. So
thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Radical Enlightenment Podcast, your source to release resistance, expand awareness, and elevate consciousness on your journey in life. For more resources, self-directed elevation practices, and transformation tools, please visit radicalenlightenment.com. To work one-on-one with either Kevin or Kelly to release stress and anxiety, get unstuck, and experience true inner freedom, where you can unlock a brighter and more fulfilling life with our cutting-edge transformation technologies.